Hey guys, this is Pete. Just getting back from DC earlier today, where we saw Night Vale live and took in a midnight showing of The Room, which we're going to definitely discuss next week, and I'll write a little article about it. This is also the eve of WrestleMania. No, it's not the eve of, it's the day of WrestleMania. So we're getting ready to watch that in a little bit. Just a heads up on part two, the episode you're about to listen to of Pacino vs. De Niro. We had a little hiccup with Audacity. We lost about 30 seconds of audio, kind of similar to what happened previous. Thanks, Audacity. At the moment when we cut out, we start discussing where the hell did Pacino go during the 80s, for reasons that you'll discover during the show. And then it picks back up when I'm discussing the movie Terry Gilliam's Brazil, which, of course, Robert De Niro was in. So just know that when you're going into it. Have a good day. Enjoy the show. Talk to you all later. And enjoy Mania if you're watching it late in the future when you listen to this later in the past. Bye.
I like how you say used to.
Yeah, I'm a connoisseur.
I don't know, like, porn exists in the past for me, and it's always like, oh, that
oh,
happens?
That, no,
yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I feel you. Well, not yeah, literally,
not
but
after,
you know.
But you revealed
yeah,
earlier. Jesus Christ. I don't believe you. Oh, no, I do.
Yeah, you should believe me. Yeah.
Like, chicks with dicks? No.
Oh no.
Stop it. Be an adult.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus.
Still single, ladies.
Yeah.
Hit
him up on Facebook.
Oh, God, don't do that.
You're our Raffy, pretty much.
That works.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
So welcome to part two of Last Gen, also known as The Film Basement, of which you could do a search for on iTunes.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
That's really cool. I'm not going to lie.
It is.
And you can make a review, a 5-star review. 13 of them are up there. Over 100 of you listen a week. I'm pretty sure I did 3 of those reviews on friends' phones also.
How many say Cameron approved?
There's one.
There is one.
There's a
there
Cameron.
Is one.
Oh, hell
yeah.
A Kirk Cameron.
Wait, do we get
one.
A 14th?
No, but I guess somebody who reviewed it, who gave it, because you can give it a, you can give it 5 stars and not actually write a review.
Oh,
someone
really?
Who wrote, someone who gave it 5 stars must have went and wrote a review.
Oh my God, let me see it.
But
let
thank
me see
you.
It.
Hold on.
Let me go. And take your glasses off, Brian. Kirk Cameron approved. Take off your glasses. Yes, I just slapped Brian. I promised you I'd slap him for every Kirk Cameron approved.
Oh,
he
shit,
took it smiling.
Wow. Forgot about that.
Yeah. Mm. I never forget.
I guess not.
Oliphant never forgets. Someone's got to write that line in. All right. We are going to do a quick shot of Pacino versus De Niro. What the rules are of this... There aren't really rules. Ultimately, yeah. Ultimately, we have to pick. If you had to eliminate one of these actors' works from your mind and from reality utterly, which one would it be? So you can then keep the other actor's work.
Okay.
Does that make sense to everybody?
Makes sense. Yes.
Okay. I broke down their bigger hits. Well, let's first get into this. Academy Awards. Strangely, both these men haven't won many.
Right.
No.
And you would think that they would clean up, but they just haven't. De Niro has won 2 of them.
Mm-hmm.
That was his first was the first time he was nominated Best Supporting Actor in 1974 for Godfather. He then later won in 1980 for Best Actor in Raging Bull. He lost in Taxi Driver. To Peter Finchin Network, so not bad. He lost in 1978, which that movie actually came out the weekend I was born. He lost The Deer Hunter. He lost to John Voight, movie Coming Home, which I got to admit I
never
saw.
Seen,
never even
no,
heard
saw
of.
That.
He lost Best Actor in 1990 for Awakenings to Jeremy Irons in Reversal of Fortune. He lost 91 Best Actor for playing Max Cady in Cape Fear.
Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins won. So
understandable.
A lot of serial killers out here. That's good.
And he recently lost Best Supporting Actor to Christoph Waltz when De Niro was in Silver Linings Playbook, and Christoph Waltz was Django Unchained. Pacino, I actually don't have the who he lost against, so I apologize for that. He's also only won
once.
Yeah. And it was sort of
For a movie, he
was sort of a career recognition.
Yeah, it was a career recognition. Yeah. He won for Scent of a Woman, but he lost for, and listen to this list, well, except one of them, I guess. I don't know. Everyone tends to, anyways. Godfather, lost. Serpico, nope. Godfather Part Two, nah. Dog Day Afternoon, nope. And Justice for All, nint. Dick Tracy, all right. Glengarry Glen Ross, lost to him. No, he was actually, wow, he was nominated for both in that year.
Right, yes.
93, he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor and Best Lead Actor, supporting for Glengarry. And Scent of a Woman, he won for Best Actor. That's really, I don't know why, in my head he won for Serpico.
No, Scent of a Woman.
But he did not win. No, I thought he won another one.
Oh, you thought he won? No.
I didn't think he only won one.
I would have said Dog Day Afternoon would have made the most sense to me.
Yeah, but, yeah, that's a good point. Any of them, except Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
But he was standout in Dick Tracy. I forget like how big that movie was when it
came out. That was a huge movie.
When that came out, that was huge.
That's a big deal.
Really fucking forgot about it.
Yeah.
So I was going to go, I have them broken down by decades. Brian, how did you kind of do your thing?
I just kind of was broke it down by, I kind of did it kind of categories within, you know, the actors, in terms of, their outstanding roles that they had.
Okay.
You know,
well, that's what I wrote down too. Right.
Yeah.
I focused on those.
Some of their not as outstanding roles.
The pickings get fucking slim when he has 1,000 hits.
Yeah. And then I did it, you know, I kind of broke it down like that. And in my take on each as an individual actor.
Okay. Kev?
I'm more in line with Brian did.
All right.
Yeah.
I did what you did by decade.
Yes. So me and him did work.
We watched dance movies. We watched dance movies and porn. We're single. What do you want?
I don't watch dance movies.
Your wife? No, I don't. all right. Well, let's start with the 70s. All right. We'll go through this and let's try to figure out like who wins that decade. All right. We'll start from there. The 70s is the hardest one.
Yes.
Because it's really ridiculous.
Well, that was like their primes.
Yeah. This is the beginning of both men's career. Pacino. The highlights are Godfather, Serpico, Godfather Part Two, Dog Day Afternoon, and Justice for All, of which he got nominated for every one of those films and lost. De Niro's 70s included Mean Streets, Godfather Part Two, Taxi Driver, New York, New York, I include that, and The Deer Hunter. I don't... when trying to pick this, Taxi Driver, I want to say, is the best single performance of all of those films, but I feel like Pacino might get the edge in the overall, but god damn it, it's tight.
Well, see, that's the real issue for me, because we're talking about actor versus actor, but it really comes down to movie versus movie, and Pacino has the better filmography by far.
Oh, see, I don't agree.
I don't agree with that either.
Not in the long run, I don't agree with that.
Because you have to put the bad and also with the good. De Niro's had worse movies.
De Niro's got the numbers. So I looked at sort of, because I included in the 70s for De Niro, Bang the Drum Slowly in 1900 and The Last Tycoon as well. Mm. So to sort of round out percentages, because he's got more. So when you compare Pacino to De Niro, you almost have to look at percentages, because if you just look at sheer volume,
De Niro.
Especially, I was shocked in the 80s.
Oh, yes.
And the 90s,
I did not realize
too.
This. Yes. So we'll get to that in a moment. But yeah. I was shocked in the 80s.
So for me, I wouldn't want to lose The Godfather, Serpico, Godfather Part Two, or Dog Day Afternoon.
Yeah,
I get
rough.
Not wanting to lose, let's say, The Deer Hunter and maybe Mean Streets. But for me, I feel like Pacino had a better percentage, a better hit rate in the 70s from a movie and a performance standpoint.
Now, as much as it's weird for me to agree with that, because I feel like De Niro's performances are better, I wouldn't want to lose the Pacino films of the 70s.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. I think Taxi Driver to me was the best. That was my best performance.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to lose that too.
But the overall body of work is Pacino for the 70s for me.
Because it's weird also, because when you say the, you know, quote unquote, you lose De Niro 70s, you lose Scorsese.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you lose three Scorsese films right off the bat, which that's a hard thing, but Pacino was killing it. He was just killing it.
He was. You know, he's like the epitome of the 70s. Like
those two guys. You know, I think of them immediately when I think of that. Maybe Gene Hackman too. You know, I think of Gene Hackman. Actually, I think of Gene Hackman all the time. The guy's fucking amazing. We need just a Gene Hackman appreciation show one of these days.
His Unforgiven performance is one of my favorites.
Yeah,
so great.
Oh God, he's so great, man. When he's just throwing the shit in what's his name's face.
Yep.
Cowboy Bob.
Yep.
Is that his name? So, are we kind of in agreement there? Pacino gets the check mark for the 70s, right?
Yeah.
I would say so.
All right, the 80s. This is shocking. Pacino performed in five films in the entire decade of the 80s. Two of those being Scarface and Sea of Love. Let's go on De Niro's 80s. De Niro's 80s might compete with anyone's anything.
Yep.
Mm.
Raging Bull, King of Comedy, Brazil, The Mission, Angel Heart, Untouchables, and my favorite comedy of that era, Midnight Run.
Yes. It's not even
what,
really
what
a
happened? Does anyone know, like, what happened to Pacino? Did he just say, like, you know what? I'm going to calm down. I'm only going to pick a couple of things. Because then in the 90s, he picks it up. But he... Well, all right. I'll hold that off. That's crazy to me that he really seem to virtually disappear doing a movie every 2 years, which is what you see actors do now.
Yeah. Right.
But it's a totally different system. You know, it didn't take a year and a half for a film to go through production to the actually showing up on screen because you have so much bullshit going on. You know, it was a much simpler time to produce a film from start to finish. So did anyone look at, I did not look into it, but was there any particular reason that anyone found, or does anyone have any ideas as to why?
Not when it was released, no.
It was a little bit, it was a bit ahead of its time. Yeah. Maybe probably about 5-10 years. Brazil is one of my favorite films of all time. He's fantastic in it. This is, you know what, just going towards this also, and I guess this is going to kind of be part of my closing argument, and you'll know where I'm going with this. I think De Niro does much wider range of roles than Pacino does.
Yes.
Yes.
He's unrecognizable sometimes, and then he can be very one way and then completely different in another role. I think that goes a lot towards it.
Pacino is very Pacino in everything he does.
He tends to be, later in his career, he is Pacino. Yeah. The Mission has quite possibly the most beautiful music ever in a film, Gabriel's Oboe, which has a very special memory for me when I was sitting in St. Mark's Square in Venice? Is that right? Is that St. Mark's Square?
You're asking me?
I'm asking anybody.
Ask him about a tattoo on the back of a porn star. He'll know. He's not going to know St. Mark's Square.
Sell that wood. Oh, God damn it. More cultured? Is that what it is?
When I was in Venice, I believe in St. Mark's Square. I can't really remember. I distinctly remember us sitting and having dessert in this really nice, you know, sit down, very expensive. And I went up and actually requested the band that was playing. It was just a string band to play that. And they played that for me. And
that's pretty cool.
It was so fucking great. So is there any argument that this is clearly De Niro in the 80s?
Oh, there's no comparison.
That's definitely
this is a fucking knockout in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the 90s. This is where shit gets a little interesting. Pacino's biggies were Dick Tracy, Godfather 3, which remember now, Godfather 3 got nominated for Best Picture.
Not a bad movie.
I know it got buried because of Sofia Coppola, but if you remove her from that film, it's pretty good. He's not very Mike. We discussed this, I think, last week, Kev. He's not very Michael Corleone in it. He's a little more Pacino in it. But I still enjoy the film. Frankie and Johnny, which was just a sweet movie. Oh, well, I don't know if sweet's the right word. But Glengarry, Glenn Ross.
Yeah.
Probably his best performance, maybe, that year, this decade. Even though later he wins an Oscar for Scent of a Woman, Carlito's Way. Mm-hmm. The movie we'll have to figure out what we want to do with Heat. And then Donnie Brasco.
Yeah.
And my favorite Michael Mann film, The Insider.
Mm. Yeah.
I think a superior film to Heat. That's him and Russell Crowe. That was the film that Russell Crowe should have won an Oscar for. I think he lost to Kevin Spacey that year in American Beauty.
Yeah,
possibly.
That sounds like, yeah.
Going to De Niro's, again, De Niro, a lot more work. He's just in more stuff.
You did miss two, though, I think.
Oh, go hit.
Devil's Advocate, which not a great movie. A fun performance.
A fun performance, yeah.
And Any Given Sunday, too. Again, a
not a great movie. Yeah.
But
you know, there's that whole speech about football and that thing. And like the last line is, that's football, guys. And I was like, no, what you described is not football. What you described is actual life. Football is a game for children. It's a game that children play. So
I happen to like the movie a lot. I'm a big football fan, and so I do like that movie.
Guys, that's football. That's football. All right. Want me to do the Devil's Advocate?
Go for it.
No, I can't. My kids maybe.
Fair enough.
De Niro's List. Starting with Stanley and Iris. Actually, I like that movie a lot. Mm. I'm not going to say it's one of the best movies, but I just like it. And now here we go. Goodfellas, Awakenings, Guilty by Suspicion, Backdraft. He's the best part of that film. Cape Fear, Mad Dog and Glory, Underestimated. This Boy's Tale. This Boy's
His
Life.
Yeah. This Bronx. Boy's Tale is a completely different movie.
That's because, one of the movies that Kevin watches.
Yeah.
Late night. You know.
I evidently, because I'm reading Bronx Tale. Wait, Kev, I got another one for you in a second.
Okay.
Casino, Heat, Sleepers, the movie you watch with your family.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely.
I mean, who doesn't want to watch Kevin Bacon male-on-male rape scenes?
I tried to raise my hand, but I couldn't. Keep going.
Copland, where he gets the best performance out of Sly Stallone ever. Wag the Dog, where Dustin Hoffman, I want to say, got nominated.
Yes.
I believe so. Jackie Brown. Great Expectations, small role, Whisper, but again, stand out in the film. Ronan, love it. Analyze This, the start into like comedy films that later kind of gets a little out of control.
Yeah.
And Flawless, which was a big Philip Seymour Hoffman breakout, and I think he got nominated for that film, or at least got a big recognition for that one. And De Niro played a man who suffered a stroke, I believe, in that film.
Yeah.
So, again, that kind of just goes, that's a lot of fucking movies. There's a lot of high quality.
Yeah.
Chris, did I miss any that you have?
Well, just there was a few bad ones that kind of made him take a hit to his percentage. Not bad necessarily, but not great. Mistress and Night in the City. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, where he played Frankenstein's monster.
I like that movie.
Do you really?
I'll argue that
okay.
point. Yeah.
The Fan with Wesley Snipes.
Oh, wow.
I was looking forward to that movie so much, and I was so fucking disappointed.
Yeah.
And Marvin's Room.
Yeah, DiCaprio? I remember that was kind of a dud. Yeah. That was kind of a dud.
So, like, those aren't great, but again, it adds to...
It's nothing like what happens later.
No. No, not at all. Those look like beauties compared to what both of them do later.
You would think that they didn't act on my list in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Because I included 2010 to 20 to present, and I only listed like six movies each. I'm going to go, oh my God, my love for Glengarry Glenn Ross knows no bounds. The Insider, again, is my favorite. I can't deny De Niro rocks the 90s. He rocks the fucking 90s. Goodfellas, let's just
That's
go.
The movie it comes down to alone.
Yeah.
Well, it has to now.
If, I mean, shit.
Wait, can I have a timeout?
Mm.
Kev, I want to go back in time. I want to go back in time.
Okay.
All right? We just started the show.
Mm.
All right? I got us tickets for the Goodfellas thing.
There it goes. Head down.
Head down.
Right. Don't do this right now, man.
All
right.
We're going. We're going.
Right. We're going. You want a reaction from me?
I already no. I got it off. You got. Air, you
got
son a, of a bitch.
You got a real reaction? Okay, fine. Right, I didn't want
it. I don't want you to make it up now.
Thank you. I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna fake it.
That was good though. I was happy with the off air reaction. Sorry, folks. Privy information.
Fair enough.
Goodfellas, Awakenings, Bronx Tale, Casino. I really like Sleepers. He's barely in it. He plays a priest. A priest that doesn't rape kids. That's nice for a change. I love Copland. I love Wag the Dog. I love Greg. I love Jackie Brown. I love Ronan. That's it. No, this is De Niro for me. Huge check mark. Ching. Mm. Brian.
Yeah. De Niro.
Thank you, Brian.
What the fuck else is there to say?
You said it all.
Yeah, Bronx Tale is probably one of the most underrated movies ever. But every guy I know fucking loves it.
Yeah. He's completely. You know, Chaz Palminteri still performs that, I'm
yes,
pretty
he
sure.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Is he in Vegas doing that now?
When I was in Vegas, maybe, shit, now 5 years ago, he was performing. I tried to get in, couldn't do it.
Oh, wow.
That was a big disappointment. Okay. Yeah.
So, you're...
Oh, by far. I mean, De Niro, like I said, just if you're going on getting rid of movies, I'm not getting rid of Goodfellas. There's no way in hell.
You're going to miss my blind driving. My hoo-has.
I'll miss that.
Yeah, I will miss
it. In a heartbeat, and I have no problem with that
at all.
Good
stuff, though.
Yeah.
I do love that. Well, it does have one of my favorite movies. You know what? I'm going to close out the show with one of my favorite lines, which is from Scent of a Woman. We'll do it later, though. Chris, are you on board with this? Or are you going to...
So the only reason that I would disagree...
You motherfucker. Cut his mic.
I actually think that if you look at sort of... the percentage of movies that personally I would enjoy and consider very good and the performances and everything else, I think Pacino had a better hit rate from a movie standpoint in the 90s. But if I had to lose Goodfellas, I would give it to De Niro just so I could keep Goodfellas.
All right.
I can't lose it.
Yeah, that's the one thing with these actors is De Niro works a lot more. He clearly works a lot more. So that's why I'm trying not to have that kind of be a thing,
mm-hmm.
because, yeah, I agree. If we're looking at batting average,
I'm just looking
Pacino
at...
Pacino probably has a better batting average.
Like, I love Glenn Ross. I love Heat. I know you think The Insider's better. I think both are great, but I do love Heat. I love him as Lefty in Donnie Brasco. I think it's a sad performance.
Yeah,
it is a sad.
That last scene where he just like leaves his
and
keys.
He knows, and he still goes. Like, I love that.
We
so,
don't know. Maybe he lives. they don't show it.
But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to lose Casino. I wouldn't want to lose Goodfellas. I wouldn't want to lose Cape Fear.
I can't lose Cape Fear.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I
God, God like me. I am as tall as God. He is as small as I. I cannot above him nor him beneath me be. Funk.
So yeah, so
tonight.
I'm with De Niro on that.
All right. Shit.
And now it gets really
now
ugly.
Now it gets ugly. Pacino's 2000s.
Mm.
His best performances are on HBO.
Yeah.
And they're fucking good, though. Mm.
Yeah.
So, wait, are you doing 2000s and 2010s, or just everything since then?
Everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was reading the list, and I was like, oh, sweet Jesus.
Yep.
It's like, I don't want to bring the room down. Pacino's highlights. I have as Insomnia. I don't like the ending of that movie, because I know the original.
Right.
And I think the ending of that movie is total shit.
Yeah.
He kills it, though, in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's fantastic.
Yep.
It's one of his best reserved performances that he does in a long time. Angels in America was a massive, I think he won an Emmy, right?
He did, yeah.
Remember, there was a line in that film. He's like, I am not gay. I fuck men. And that was, like, his thing for that. Merchant of Venice, which he did on Broadway.
Right.
And then they made a film production of it, and I quite like it. And he's very Pacino in it, though.
Sure, yeah.
He is Pacino in that film. And then I think two of his biggest highlights since then, Phil Spector.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
if you haven't seen, is so good.
Yeah.
yeah.
And you don't know Jack, which is haunting because a really interesting portion of that film, when you see him on like videotapes talking with the people that he's going to assist in suicide, those are the real people. Right. They digitally inserted Pacino into them.
It's crazy.
Over the Kevorkian, the real Kevorkian. I think it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah. yeah.
It really like blurred the line, because it literally does, mm-hmm. you know, between reality and you know, and the production. I thought it was so good. That's all I have for him. And the lineup on De Niro is not much better.
It's been still a...
It is Meet the Parents, because the first one is funny.
It was.
It's borderline funny.
I've never been a fan.
The Score,
mm-hmm.
which I really like.
I like that one, too. Ed Norton's great in that.
I love Stardust. Mm. I think
yes,
he
yes.
is... Him you and Ricky
really?
Gervais. I love that book. I'm a massive fan of the book, New Damon. And him and Ricky Gervais, their scene together is the best scene in the film. If you've never, ever seen that, if you just want to look up that one scene, just watch that. And then Silver Linings Playbook, which I actually got to watch recently. He's phenomenal in it.
Yeah.
And again, it's a reserved... He doesn't play over the top, usually, De Niro. He's
not
the reserved,
too much
he's
no.
the reserved
yeah.
guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this one, he was vulnerable. I absolutely loved him in it. Then he had a small... cameo in American Hustle, where
right.
it wasn't really, it was just more of like a hey, here
hey
he is.
Oh, great
but
scene, yeah.
It was cool to see him in right. such a small role, just kind of there, and he wasn't like, hey, I'm fucking Robert De Niro.
Mm, sure.
It was like, oh, holy shit, was that Robert De Niro? Because he was there for like 5 seconds.
Yep.
That's all I have on my list. Chris, what do you have?
So there's a lot of clunkers.
You've oh,
got,
yeah.
You, for least. Pacino, you've got Simone.
I remember that, the digital lady one.
People I Know. I don't even know that
I don't
one.
Even know
I
that
don't
one.
Know
the
that
Recruit
one,
with Colin Farrell. Not
movie.
Good. Geely, he was
yeah.
in.
Yeah,
he was. Merchant. Oh, no. Merchant of Venice. Two for the Money. 88 Ooh. Minutes, which was like another one.
That
of
That was horrible.
Terrible cop drama. They both got into
terrible.
That a little bit. They were both in Righteous Kill,
which
is awful.
Awful.
Yeah.
He was in Ocean's 13, which I thought was probably the better of like
of
yeah,
the sequels.
11,
yeah,
11 was good, 12,
12
no,
not
13
so much.
Was
I've actually
better.
Started to like yeah. 12 now.
Yeah, you know
I
what,
watch
I've
TV
watched
so
it,
often,
I've
it's
watched
like,
it, it's
like,
not as bad.
I can't remember why I
it. Has a
it.
Shocking lack of plot.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
It really does.
Vacation time.
85% yeah. of the movie literally didn't have to happen.
No.
It's kind of incredible. I'm sorry.
So he was also in Stand Up Guys and Jack and Jill with Adam
oh,
Sandler.
Jack and Jill.
Why is he in so many I fucking Adam know. Sandler movies?
So then you've got De Niro. You got Men of Honor, which I think is pure like
Oscar Beatty.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Small. It was post Cuba winning his
yeah.
Oscar,
and he was really grasping at anything at that point
yeah,
to try to get another.
Not good.
You got 15 Minutes. Showtime.
Oh, 15 Minutes was Ed Burns. I wanted to
right.
like that movie so
yeah.
much.
Oh, and,
I was excited to see that movie, and then I was really disappointed in it.
City by the Sea, Analyze That. Godsend, which was like an awful horror
City
movie.
City by the Sea wasn't
oh, yeah,
awful.
Godsend
no,
that
wasn't bad.
Was not
it wasn't terrible, but
yeah.
it wasn't one of his highlights.
No, no, no.
Hide and Seek with
that was
Dakota
bad.
Fanning, I think.
Oh, my
was
God,
in
the
that.
Horror
yeah.
film.
Terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was in...
Points for trying the new shit, though. I will
yeah.
say that. Okay,
yeah.
it's not good material, but points for trying new shit.
You've got the both Focker sequels.
Fuck those movies.
Hey,
did you get it? Because it sounds like
fuckers.
Oh, yeah.
Let me say it again. You see, it sounds like fuckers. So that's the joke. This is 2 hours of me doing this, and
yes.
that would be the movie.
It's, yeah. But it's two movies of that, too.
A fucking franchise.
yeah.
And it made a lot of money.
Yeah.
It made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Which proves that we're all stupid.
Yes.
And then I guess one big one that he did recently was Grudge Match with Stallone.
Mm.
Like
I wanted to see that, but I just couldn't.
I never saw it.
I didn't want to see it.
So they're, their year 2000
you don't,
and on.
You don't
just,
have the, his best performance of I believe it was in the 2000s. He was in the Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh, fuck
oh,
yeah.
Jesus
oh,
Christ,
yeah, I
right.
didn't even put that down, but yeah, he
yeah.
was in
Your brain
that.
Probably
Sorry.
Read
your
it.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
just,
no.
Yeah, yeah.
Just wipe it out.
Yeah. Like Harry Potter magic stopped you from writing it. Like, no.
Yeah.
That's my Harry Potter magic noise. No. Sounds like Droopy Dog.
Sounded like the kid getting beat up by Mike Tyson.
Callback.
See, it helps to listen to all the episodes, guys.
So that's, yeah, I mean, that's kind of it. Their 2000s have been atrocious, but they've had illustrious careers, so... With great movies. Great movies.
So I give this to Pacino.
Why not?
I think so from his work. The HBO work alone.
Yeah, I would say so.
Well, I would give him that. But this is really, wow. Yeah. This is two of the best actors of our generation.
Getting old. That's what happened.
But do they just not get the opportunities, or is this
because
just
now you're going to get roles where you're De Niro and you're Pacino. And if you don't get those, it's going to be the bit player, but... You're going to be kind of what you are, but not really.
Uh-huh.
So it comes out like this. It happens.
So we're going to... I mean, I'll give the check mark to Pacino, but this is like the weakest check mark on Earth.
Sure.
Brian.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, I'd have to give it to Pacino, too.
There's really no getting over this.
He's basically winning the race in the Special Olympics at this point.
Yeah, there's no, you know... This is
which is an achievement.
Of course, first place
I don't
is first
need
place.
People writing me emails about that. Yeah, Kev. I don't know. I mean, is this? It's a sad one.
There's really nothing to compare.
The real meat of it is going to be now when we come up. What happens
Fair
next?
Yeah. We'll say Pacino.
Yeah. Chris, are you?
No.
With us
yeah.
On
no.
This
I agree. It's slim pickings, but he had
it's
I guess
pickings.
The better 2000s.
Okay, so, I mean, quote unquote, this is a tie of decades.
Right.
All right, Pacino in the 70s, De Niro with the 80s and 90s, then Pacino getting the, you know, the weaker 2000 to present time. But now, if you had to King Solomon this and cut it in half, whose films would you lose and whose would you keep ultimately? Let's, you know what? I'm going to go the other way around. I'm going to start with Chris first.
I mean, even if it was just keeping Goodfellas and Raging Bull, I'd lose Pacino's and keep De Niro's.
So what we have to figure out, what happens with Godfather 2 and Heat in this?
Well, what I was thinking is whatever they're both in, we somehow match.
Nicolas Cage takes over the role.
Nicolas Cage will take over that role, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Is everyone all right
with that? Or Kirk Cameron.
Yeah.
I think it's got moist.
Mm. So you're a De Niro guy.
If I'm going,
Kevin almost killed me.
How are you doing there?
I'm good. Okay. I'm back.
Good.
Yeah, if I got to go buy movies, I'm going with De Niro.
Kev.
The thing is that Pacino has more iconic characters. As far as Scarface, Corleone,
Serpico.
Yeah. But I think De Niro's a better actor. And he actually has the movies I want to keep more. We're taking Godfather 2 off the table, and obviously Heat. Once again, Goodfellas. I'm not losing that.
I think this is going to be a sweet. Brian,
yeah,
where are you going?
I'm the same thing. I love Pacino's character, Scarface. Serpico. I just watched Serpico not that long ago, actually, because it was on Netflix, and I caught it. You know, I saw it, so I was like, oh, I'm going to watch that. But overall, I think De Niro's the better actor. I think he's more varied in his roles and what he's done. And like we had said before, he's more toned down. Pacino is...
Yeah.
Is a little more, you know...
It almost borders on parody of himself occasionally.
Yeah.
Once
know,
he waters...
Not occasionally.
Obviously, starting with Heat, it was like, okay, that's Pacino being Pacino.
Great ass!
Yes. Great ass! You got your head all the way up it!
I know, he won a fucking Razzie Award for playing himself.
Oh, that's what we should have brought up.
Right.
Yeah.
He's also
Jack and
won
Jill.
Two Razzie Awards.
He played himself in Jack and Jill.
Yes, and got an award for the worst supporting actor.
Fucking
playing himself.
Yeah.
So
he's been nominated for I think it was 5 Razzies I saw and he won 2.
Wow. I
so
didn't realize
that's
that.
Not good.
He's won as
De Niro's
many Razzies
won.
As he has Oscars.
De Niro's never No, he's won more
no,
Razzies.
No, he's won more Razzies.
Won
than
more
Oscars.
Razzies.
2-1.
Oh my god, that's right. Oh.
And
Yeah. That's kind of rough.
Taxi Driver, Goodfellas,
Shit, Raging
Cape
Bull,
Fear,
yeah.
Raging Bull. I couldn't
Midnight Run
is the first R-rated film I ever saw. And I'll tell you why. My parents were going to see that. They dropped me and my sister off to see another movie, same theater. Mm. We were going to see License to Drive for probably the third time. Oh. All right?
That's all right.
One of the all-time greats.
Yeah. The movie burned because this was when that could happen.
Right.
And they told us, oh, okay, well, you know, the print got damaged. We're going to play Pippi Longstocking.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. And they were like, you could do that or you can, you know, go see another movie. We were like, all right, well, our parents are seeing this. But it was R-rated. I didn't know if they were going to let me. We went in and they were like, yeah, it's fine. It's okay. You know, you can watch this. And that was the first R-rated film I ever saw. And it's still to this day one of my favorite comedies. Him and Grodin are fucking killing it whole time.
Yep.
You know, there's a quote. It's not even from either of them. It's one of the sidekick villains. You know, he's got the fucking cowboy hat on and he just turns to his partner. He's just like, hop along, is that DJ? Got your camera, take a picture. Which means, you know, what do you think? How does it look? And if you watch the other actor's face, he fucking loses it and like turns his face away to laugh. And then comes back and he's like, take that thing off. So I always took it as that wasn't planned.
Right.
He laughed on the take, but they were like, no, it's too good. And that was where I met Dennis Farina also. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Does anyone swear better in films than Dennis Farina?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, that's a...
Yeah.
God damn.
That's a tough one.
He might.
Yeah.
Just the motherfucker alone.
The motherfucker alone is strong. Yeah. Strong with that one.
Is it the force is strong?
Force is strong with that motherfucker. I did not... And I think, Kev, I think this is what you were saying to me a couple days ago. We were sort of discussing this. And you were a little surprised at where you went with this.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Once you broke it down. Once I started breaking this down, it wasn't much of a choice.
No.
And, I mean, this isn't... I'm talking about Glengarry Glen Ross, Donnie Brasco, the Godfather films, Dog Day Afternoon, which might be actually my favorite Pacino film. For Pacino.
I like
Godfather. Godfather, I watched that also at a very young age, like 13, 14 years old. Mm. And that movie taught me a lot about paying attention and learning who's this and who's that and why you do certain things and blah, 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 and about tone of the film, about stillness. It taught me a lot. So it's a big stepping stone for me, that movie. But De Niro was the guy that I owned every one of these fucking movies on cassette. And I had a big trunk of films, and I brought them with me to college because I could not have these films around. But the Pacino films were right next to them as well.
Yeah.
Which actually, you know what? I want to throw in another 70s one, Scarecrow, with him and Gene Hackman. I think it happened directly after Godfather.
Okay.
But it was a much smaller budget film, you know, and it kind of went under the radar. But for me, it's so strange because if you say Pacino versus De Niro to me, I'm like, how do you choose?
But it's really
but
not
then
that
once
hard.
I wrote it all down, I was like, how do I not choose De Niro?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think I'm not surprised, but it's surprising that it's a clean sweep for Robert De Niro over Al Pacino. So now my brain went to, is there anyone who will top De Niro? Any singular actor who could challenge De Niro?
It would have to be somebody like Tom Hanks, Harrison Ford.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, Hanks does not win for me.
Ford might, because that's a little heavy-handed on that one.
That's a tough one because then you bring in like the flamethrower element.
Yeah, that's
but again, that's a good one.
If you're going by movies, but if you're going by performances,
yeah. But remember, you are going to lose those movies,
right?
You know, you're going to lose them,
right? And I do not want to lose those.
You know what? I want to do that next. I want to do De Niro's film. All right, so we're not going to go towards acting on that because we kind of did and we kind of didn't on this one.
Yeah.
Even though I think we kind of agree, for whatever reason, Pacino has the range, hasn't used it a lot in his career. When he does, it's beautiful. Maybe it's just opportunities. De Niro, throughout his career, has been very ranged.
Yes.
Very, very eclectic in the different things that he's done. Mm. He can be funny. without being silly, like Brazil. He's right. genuinely funny in that, but he's not really saying comedy lines. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's just funny in it. Midnight Run, he's just fucking hysterical because...
It's a fucking hysterical movie.
The fucking movie is hysterical. Yeah. That movie deserves screenings at theaters the way that other movies get screenings at theaters as a classic. It gets totally overlooked, in my opinion. But if you had to now put that against Harrison Ford, where you're talking about Star Wars, Indy, Fugitive.
Blade Runner.
Oh, my God. Right.
I couldn't lose those movies.
There's no way in hell. I mean, Star Wars alone.
You're going to lose Goodfellas?
I'll lose Goodfellas.
Compared to Star Wars? I mean...
Yeah.
I at least have my family compared to fucking Star Wars.
Let's be fucking real. Twice. But, like... that's kind of hard.
It's a hard one. I don't know if I could do that. You know, we'll go into that on another show. We'll save that for another one because... We are approaching 11 o'clock now. It's a Thursday night. This usually isn't a night that I fucking stay up past 1:30. Tonight will probably be, though. Wow. De Niro in a sweep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well-deserved.
Completely.
Yeah, it's well-deserved.
It is. You can't go wrong with either.
Well, they say these two are the greatest living actors right now in our generation. De Niro's always been that guy for me.
Yeah, he was...
He's always been number one.
When I was growing up, it was always De Niro number one. I wouldn't have watched a movie like Taxi Driver unless it had De Niro in it, because Taxi Driver isn't fun to watch. Let's not... I mean, you can always tell if someone actually watched Taxi Driver when they get a little over-enthusiastic. I feel like,
they just know some of the main scenes.
Yeah. Because it isn't that kind of fandom thing. It's just not. There are other films where I feel like you can, like Glengarry Glen Ross would be like, holy fuck, Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yeah.
I can go for that one. It's a clear win, but a well-deserved one. So that's going to be all for us tonight. In 1 month. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 1 month, we are going to be at the Goodfellas 25th anniversary, where Jon Stewart will be tabling a discussion between our winner tonight, Robert De Niro, Ray Liotta, Joe Pesci, Kevin's losing it, Paul Sorvino, and Lorraine Bracco. And we will bring you all of that when we come back, and we'll have a show about it. WrestleMania is also this weekend, and we are going to try to fit a show in during the week, right? Can we do that?
So, yeah.
We'll do that. Let's wait till maybe after Raw, though. Because Raw is going to be Raw. We kind of have to.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing a little extra show on that. And then do us a big favor, guys. If you haven't already, head over to iTunes. Subscribe to the show. You can find it. I'll put another link up for it on our Facebook page, the Last Gen Podcast. And you can also search for it. If you search for Last Gen, one word, G-E-N, you can also search for Film Basement. It will pop up for you. Hit that subscribe button, and please, please leave us a 5-star review if you'd be so kind. Kirk Cameron approved, if you want. That would be fucking phenomenal. Every time I get one, I slap Brian on the next show. And I'm not talking about like I slap him once for two of them. I slap him twice for two of them. So... slap the shit out of this guy. Because there's 100 of you now that listen to this show weekly. I know that now, which is really weird.
It is actually different.
You know, it started with me emailing it to 3 people, and about 3 weeks later, 100 people listened to it. So that's pretty fucking cool. So we really, really hugely appreciate the support that you guys have shown so far to the show. And, you know, hope we keep... bringing it for you and all that. You can reach us on Twitter at Last Gen Podcast. We usually just use that as a posting ground, but Kevin's going to be throwing his hat in the ring a little more with that one. And that's about it. Anyone else got anything they want to say? Did I miss anything?
No, I think we're good, right?
Guys, I just want to say thanks for having me and for
thank you.
Lively discussion. It was a fun time.
This was fun. Yeah, and definitely. Actually, just so everyone knows, this is not a one and done for Chris. He's going to join us when he's able to. Chris actually has responsibilities. and, you know, we really don't.
No.
So, you know, Brian probably has the most responsibility out of, you know, between the three of us, the core of the show. But that's why we record at Brian's house, because we got to bring the show to him. Miserable son of a bitch. It's also actually the quietest house,
which is
fucking crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Because there's a large number of people upstairs.
It is, but I've thrown down the hammer.
Yeah.
I said, no fucking noise.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't get that in my place.
Not my place, definitely. Shit. Yeah.
So,
black people.
So, yeah, that's
oh, they be loud. Let's be honest. Everybody in the movie to one? Oh, jeez.
Firing
shut
guns
up.
At the screen. You know, all that stuff.
Like, oh, my God. Don't go in there. Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's fucking hate you. Us at Goodfellas. You're like the guy who blocks your view and a black guy.
I am so doing that.
Oh, I want to get hats made with that, you know, the Jaws emblem that we use.
Nice.
Yeah.
I want to get that made with the words last gen, maybe like in his mouth. You know, kind of like him biting down on the words last gen. And I want to make that into hats or shirts or some fucking thing. And I'm going to look into how we would go about that. Next week, we might have a guest. You know what? I'm not going to announce who it is yet. I'll say it on the website once we get an absolute 100% in. According to it, he is. So we're really looking forward to that. We're going to really talk about horror films, actually.
Cool.
Yeah.
Next week. That'll be a big, big horror film thing. Because that's his bag. So, hey, guys, have a nice night. Say goodnight, Brian.
Goodnight, Brian.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.
Say goodnight, Chris.
Goodnight, Pete.
Son of a... Motherfucker. As I was saying, this is the only time you're going to see Chris on the show. So, goodnight, Pete. See you all later, guys.
You know, we're sitting here. You and I are like a couple of regular fellas. I mean, you do what you do, I do what I gotta do. And now that we've been face to face, if I'm there and I gotta put you away, I won't like it. But I'll tell you, if it's between you and some poor bastard whose wife you're gonna turn into a widow, brother, you are going down. There's a flip side to that coin. What if you do got me boxed in? Then I gotta put you down. Because no matter what, you will not get my way. We've been face to face, yeah. But I will not hesitate. Not for a second. Maybe that's the way it'll be. Or, who knows? Or maybe we'll never see each other again.